that.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The March 27th premiere of the ABC comedy Roseanne attracted around 25 million viewers, with about 6.5 million of those watching it on a time shift basis. Let's talk about the surprising success with Tom Lason, president, New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, so for beginners, tell us what time shifting is. What exactly does that mean? And also, just how good is this premiere, not only the first episode, but also the second?
The premiere is awesome. 25 million viewers, and as you mentioned, that breaks out into different categories. About 18 million people watched live, which is a huge rating. And then the time shifting piece, it sounds complicated, but we've been doing it for 20 years. It's recording. So it may be now on your DVR or on a piece of technology that didn't exist, like your VCR. But basically what that is you're shifting your viewing to another time. Nielsen counts those plus three for a three-day run of views on a recording device. That added to about 6 million folks, and another 4 million folks watched it in a rerun on Sunday, and then there's going to be over-the-top views as well with Hulu and other platforms. So 25 million, a big number. It was so big, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, ABC has already jumped in and said, hey, we're going to renew this for season two. After the debut, the two-episode debut, they're already up for a renewal.
So it may be too early to start picking apart just exactly why it's having the success, whether it's old fans, new people coming to the show, or whatever. But Hollywood has to be doing that to try to figure out if maybe there are other shows that they need to start doing.
Well, I think, you know, we're obviously in the era of hit reboots. You know, it's hard to believe for folks of a certain age that the 90s are now kind of considered nostalgic, but you're going to see a lot of these reboot shows coming up. We got Will and Grace coming, The X-Files, Magnum P.I. is going to be rebooted, Murphy Brown is going to be rebooted. You go to the movies, and a lot of those are parts 2, 3, 4, and 5 and reboots of other properties. So I don't think there's much of a surprise that reboots are successful, but I think you gesture at the right question, which is how many of these folks are that program's existing fan base, how loyal will they be, and how many actual new viewers are they gathering? And that's one of the big things that, you know, that's where the question mark is how sustainable is this ratings number? They pulled a 7.3 among 18 to 49 in that demographic group, which is seen as very good. But it'll be interesting to see if they can hang in there, if the show's going to have staying power.
How much of this is nostalgia, and how much of this, and is there part of it that is political?
It's no way to quantify that right now. There's no doubt nostalgia is a piece of it, and the political piece has got to be, you know, acknowledged as well. Exactly what those politics are, though, is the real question. Is this show a celebration of the working class, Trump-supporting family, and they are going to be able to take that football and run with politics, or is it really kind of an ironic twist on, gosh, look at what happens in class warfare, and look at the trials and tribulations this family is suffering, you know, as a result of policies that gesture at the Trump administration. Now, Sarah Gilbert, who plays Darlene, says this show is going to stop the politics after episodes 1 and 2. They've come to an end. But, you know, with Roseanne on Twitter, and you know, it's really hard to tell whether or not that's going to be the case or not. And I certainly think there is a risk. Folks are saturated on their social media with all things politics and social commentary. Do they want to turn on television and see more of that? I don't know. It's one of the big questions I have.
Talk about the something that really never before these other platforms like Hulu and such, it never really had the opportunity for the extra viewing. How important is that now to shows?
Well, it's getting more and more important, you know. It's not only is it important for hit shows. You really don't need, if you're pulling 25 million viewers in a 7.3 in a key demographic, you really don't need an over the top solution to get traction and to build an audience. But I think the real difference there is allowed shows that weren't necessarily hits in their debuts to be fleshed out, to build an audience, and to allow a creative platform for creatives who wouldn't necessarily get a chance to be on a hit show. So it is important for hit programs, but I look at that conversely a little bit. I think it's more important for programs that weren't necessarily going to be hits, and it's allowed us to really get some of the great programs that we see in that long tail of content that's being produced that wouldn't have necessarily been greenlighted by a network after its debut.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Tom Lason is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.